If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
What an exciting day to be alive, not because it's the first day of summer, but because future generations will always refer to today as Cheech Marin Day. You know, this guy as an actor, a comedian, an advocate for marijuana, and of course, most recently, a champion of Chicano art. He has been on with us before, Ali. He's even been a guest judge in the Dank Tank. And it is an honor to welcome back to K-Rock, on his way to City Hall right now, the great Cheech Marin. Good morning, Cheech, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's a nice morning.
Yeah, this is great. Do you get a key to the city? How does that work?
Well, I think that's a half a key they're giving me.
Oh.
Nice. All right.
A kilo to the city.
Strong at the other half?
Right. Some other time.
Yeah, that's very exciting. Is Cheech Day more important than the first day of summer, in your opinion?
Well, I'm waiting for the first day of summer. It seems pretty gloomy, but maybe we're in for a gloomy summer. I don't know. No, the first day of summer is always really important.
They do say if Cheech sees his shadow, we get six more months of gloom. Right. I think they say that, right?
Doom and gloom.
Yeah.
Cheech, it must feel nice to be the one thing that any city council can agree on unanimously. I believe the vote was unanimous on declaring this to be Cheech Day. How did that phone call happen? How did you get the news?
Really good. I don't know. It was a text from some place. I didn't know if it was a plea for money or a congratulations.
does your buddy Chong feel left out that he was not included in this?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him. I think they should have a Chong Day too, maybe in Vancouver or someplace where he's from.
Yeah, you know, you really are a legitimate, like, local legend in so many ways, and obviously you've continued to champion so many good things that are happening, especially at a time like right now where we like to believe that our show is on the right side of history, and we have been advocating for helping immigrants and everything that's happening. So many people don't want to say anything. How are you feeling about just the current state of everything in L.A. right now, Cheech?
Well, I think we'll get over the ice age sooner or later, and it's just ridiculous, and it's not good policy that they're enacting here, but we'll get over it.
What do you think about, I don't know if you're a Dodgers fan, but there's been a lot of talk about, you know, these big organizations that have been very, they're LA-based, they have huge LA fan bases, and, you know, these big organizations that are choosing to not say much, and everyone kind of looking to them and saying, hey, you know, step up, it's our time of need.
Yeah, I will. I think that's the time to step up is right now. You know, I'm urging all the artists that I champion to do the same thing. That's how they started, and it's a good time for them to step up and let me hear what they say artistically wise.
It's always a trip when we have Cheech on, because the first time I ever got in trouble for watching any movie in my entire life was a Cheech and Chong movie, and then most recently got to watch Cheech and Chong's last movie, the documentary, kind of talked a bit about the career you guys have put together. Now, we've talked about this before with a lot of bands. They say, it's our last concert, it's our farewell tour, but then they go on and they do 19 more of them. Do you stand by the fact that this will be the last movie, or is it just the last movie until next summer when there's the big blockbuster Cheech and Chong Reunite?
I think this might be the last movie, because we're both getting up there, and I think that this kind of would be a nice final note, kind of fills all those cracks in.
Do you kind of miss, though, the days when weed wasn't legal, just because of the creativity involved in finding weed? I remember when I was younger, it was like, all right, you know, you think of all the code names, code words, you have to meet in some back alley or some abandoned parking lot, and now it's too easy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm so sad that it's so easy right now. Are you kidding me? No, I'm glad that it's just fine. It's just fine. I mean, you know, it's like beer being legal all of a sudden, you know?
Yeah, it was. I don't miss the days.
Bootleggers had fun, I think.
I don't miss the days of waiting around in a Best Buy parking lot for a guy to not show up at all. That was the worst.
Oh, my God, and you needed him so bad.
I heard that story a lot.
Yeah, it's always that story. It's an honor to have you on with us on K-Rock. Today is going to officially be Cheech Day. Did you get to handpick the day, Cheech? Or like, did they say pick a day in June? Or is it, what would be the, did you have other options?
Well, we had to check with my parole officer first, see what's open. Today was the day.
There was an argument here on the show as to what would be a better song to play when we brought you on. Now, one of the people on the show named Jake, he's a huge fan of yours. He claims that you are his. Jake, in your world, Cheech is the GOAT. There is no one better than Cheech, right?
Yeah, he's by far like the biggest celebrity in my mind that we've met, that I've met here working at K-Rock.
Right, and for you, he is the he's the most impactful on your career, even though your comedy career has gone nowhere, Jake.
Exactly,
right?
Yes.
Right. Now, he said that this should be the song we play for you.
Mexican Americans love education, so they go to night school and they take Spanish and get a B.
Now, Johnny on the show is the youngest guy on the show. He's in his 20s, and he knows you as the truck from the Cars movie. And he said this is a better theme song for you. So can you just settle this debate right now and let us know if there's only one song to be played before you get introduced at City Hall and officially they say this is Cheech Day, which one is a better fitting song for you?
I think Mexican American.
All right. Jake gets the win.
Johnny's crying.
We have just time for two final questions. The great Cheech is on with us right now, about to have a day in his honor. Today is the day. So we have not time for one, but two epic questions.
Two epic questions.
All right, epic question number one for Cheech Marin. Today is his day, Los Angeles. Let's celebrate. Allie, give him question number one.
Cheech, name one stereotype that is actually 100% true.
What kind of stereotype?
Any stereotype.
Well, that Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning.
That's true.
Especially on a foggy first day of summer or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
That is rather early.
It is early. I get
summer, it. Summer, whatever they call it.
That's a good stereotype. That's why, as he says in the song, they go to night school, they take Spanish, and they get a B. Yeah. It makes perfect sense. All right. Question. Epic question. No, that's impressive. I would kill for a B. Epic question number two. A lot of debate will rage on in the history of potheads, weed enthusiasts, about what is the greatest munchie ever, from Flaming Hot Cheetos to Pop-Tarts. But in your opinion, Cheech, what is the goat munchie?
Oh, the goat munchie. I like popcorn myself.
Mm. Well, I think because they've really expanded popcorn at this point.
Yeah,
put so many things in
it.
Yeah,
you can have candy-colored popcorn or covered or all kinds.
Yeah, you're not talking about skinny pop. You're talking about the good stuff. It's like chocolate-coated.
No,
coated.
The good stuff.
Right.
Yeah, big fat popcorn.
Fat popcorn. I love that. Let's make that brand.
Fat popcorn.
Move over skinny pop. We've got fat popcorn.
We got fat corn.
Cheech, in all seriousness, we love you, man. You've been so good to us over the years, and we cannot thank you enough for spending some time on your day with us on K-Rock. Our listeners, the text line is just overwhelming with support and love for you pouring through right now, so thank you for being on, and congratulations on this being your day.
Well, thank you very much. It was nice talking to you, and onwards and upwards.
Yes. Happy Cheech Day.
Happy Cheech Day. It's going to be.
Thank you very much, and thanks for everybody from Los Angeles.
Thank you, Cheech. Cheech Day officially being declared inside Council Chambers, Los Angeles, at 10 a.m. today, and then the third anniversary of the Cheech Marin Center for Chicano Art and Culture at the Riverside Art Museum. So it's an honor, and thank you. Have a wonderful day. We take a quick break back, not only with your ADD news, but we will give you some tickets. It's the first pair of tickets in K-Rock. Summer ticket blowout coming up in 15 minutes right here on KROQ.